What kind of contact did you have with the university growing up?
None.
If any, none.
None.
Okay.
Well, other than public events, such as homecoming parades, those were always fascinating to me. I was in band in high school, mm-hmm. And had taken piano as a child. So I loved music and would thoroughly enjoy the parades. Mm-hmm. So I have vivid memories of those, the floats, and that being a major production, Gator Growl.
Okay.
That was the extent of my exposure to the university, other than the occasional person in the community, African-American person, who worked at the university. And during those days, all employees that I knew of at the university were janitorial level personnel.
Okay.
In fact, one of my uncles was also at the university as a janitor for many years, and he would share occasional information, you know, nothing mm-hmm. in particular, just conversation about the school. But one major memory that I had is my father, who had no real like of football, bringing me to a Florida Auburn game when I was 12. So that was rather interesting, because he had never taken me to a football game before. We did things together. But he felt, for some reason, that that was important. Mm-hmm. And we came to the campus, went to the game, and during that time, even the crowds were segregated. So we had to sit in the end zone and watch the game. But I liked it. I felt very comfortable in the setting, even though there was this major barrier of segregation there.
Uh-huh.
During that time, the Gainesville community was, and this whole part of Florida, was completely segregated. There was no breach that I knew of in that facade. So I would not see role models anywhere with, except the occasional doctor or dentist,
and there was maybe Aquin Jones or someone, educator or
yes, educators, but my mother was a teacher, so I had an appreciation for both the education professionals' love of their work and also the very limited economic results that they got from that. But my mother's passionate about teaching thoroughly, loved it, so that helped me to develop a love of learning as well. So I was aware of the schools, but the looming presence was the University of Florida. It was right around the corner.
Uh-huh.
And I also recall vividly the several occasions when a black man from Daytona Beach by the name of Virgil Hawkins attempted to go to school here, law school. He wanted to attend law school, and the then president, J. Wayne Wright, ceremoniously escorted him, and it appeared to all be quite civil, basically out the front door, though, to say that no, you can't do that. The law didn't allow that, and Hawkins challenged that. I don't know that he ever actually attended. I think he may not have. I don't recall.
Right. Even though there's a few programs on campus now that are named in his honor, he was not allowed to attend. But yeah, it's a really sad story.
Yes, it is. But it was inspiring.
Yes.
Because each time he attempted that, you know, maybe once every 5 years or so, the picture of his being escorted from the administration building, Taggart Hall, by the president, was a vivid one for me. Mm-hmm. And again, it was all done civilly. However, the wrapping was civil, but the essential message was one that was just simply not acceptable. And for me, it was inspiring. It was kind of a throwing down of a gauntlet. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see if this can't be changed, because it's clearly not fair. By the way, the unfairness of it was always an interesting aspect of the way I looked at at the segregation of higher education during those years, I thought it was rather ironic that my parents had lived in Florida for 40 years, I think, at that time, had paid taxes, and could not attend, nor could their children attend state universities. So how ironic is that? Now, or at least only they could attend only one state university at that point. So their taxes would go to, were channeled, in the, or the, our options were channeled, even though the taxes would be going to support
exactly
all institutions.